Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question: I have a friend who feels like she doesn't have any friends at church except me. What can I do to help her? Response from the New Era: in this situation, she probably feels left out, lonely, or vulnerable. Fortunately, because of your friendship, there are several things you can do to encourage her. Help her make friends with the other youth. Introduce her to them. Include her in your conversations with them and suggest activities for youth in your ward to get to know each other better. Also, you could talk to your young women president so she and other leaders can help. Help her recognize her divine worth. You could tell her some of the great qualities you see in her. Help her remember the Savior's love and your love. The Savior said, "I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine." John chapter 10, verse 14. Even if she feels like no one understands, the Lord will know exactly how she is feeling. Pray for her, and of course show your love for her by including her in activities and talking to her at church. Suggest that she turn to the Scriptures and pray to strengthen her relationship with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Above all, encourage her to always attend church, even if it's tough for her. Remind her of the importance of taking the sacrament and learning the gospel at church meetings. If your ideas aren't working out immediately, continue to be there for your friend and encourage her to do the right things.
Responses from New Era readers. Be stronger together. Encourage and help her to approach other youth. Individually, we are strong, but together, we are stronger. Tell your friend that she will be better able to help the kingdom of God grow if she has more friends who will edify her, be a support in her life, and help her love Jesus Christ and His gospel. Scarlett M., age 16, Cautín Province, Chile.
Invite her to activities. When I joined the church, I felt alone, though some of the youth made efforts to interact with me. I went to mutual activities and got more involved in their conversations. I listened to them and gave my contribution. I smiled at them and showed genuine interest in them. My advice is to help your friend open up. Help her participate in any church activity, and she will begin to enjoy the company of many friends. Faith O, age 17, Abia, Nigeria.
Include her. I would try to help include your friend in conversations and activities with the other youth at church. Talking with other good friends about how this friend feels can help. Asking for help to include her might bring awareness to other friends of this person's needs and help them remember to be kinder and include her in conversations and activities. Trevor C., age 14, Idaho, USA.
Tell her what she means to you. I felt the same way when I changed wards. That stage is difficult. It is important to tell your friend how special she is, what she means to you, and the good qualities she has so that she will feel confident and that she doesn't need to fear. We are all important. Encourage her to speak with a leader, pray, and read the scriptures to know that she is not alone. Sharon G., 14, Yucatan, Mexico.
Host a party. You or she could host a party with just a few people from church. It's easier to get to know others when it's a smaller group. Travis H., age 13, Idaho, USA.
Be ready to help. You can help her understand that we are all members of God's family, sisters and brothers, and that she needs to show love and interact with everyone. Also, let her know that in our large spiritual family, we are always ready to help and strengthen each other. We all share the same goal that we strive for. In the gospel, we are never alone. Sister Anna Kaigorodova, Russia Moscow Mission.
Listen to the Lord's guidance. Pray for her and ask Heavenly Father to help you to know how to help her. Talk to your leaders and try to involve her in the conversations with other girls at church. Continue to be her friend and do the best you can, and the Lord will help you know how to help her. Anastasia B., age 18, Utah, USA.
Tell her she is never alone. First, we would pray for that young woman and invite her to each activity or service project so that she can feel she is a part of the group. Let's not let anyone fall. Second, we would tell her that she is never alone, that Heavenly Father is always with us and loves us deeply and eternally. We would remind her of the quote from our prophet, "You will one day stand aside and look at your difficult times, and you will realize that He was always there beside you." Thomas S. Monson, We Will Never Walk Alone, Ensign, November 2013, page 124. Jennifer S., 18, and Fernando P., 18. Tacuarembó, Uruguay.
Sidebar. A true friend. All of us need true friends to love us, to listen to us, to show us the way, and to testify of truth to us so that we may retain the companionship of the Holy Ghost. You must be such a true friend. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. True Friends, Ensign, May 2002, page 29. Upcoming question. How can I help my friends overcome problems like swearing or excessive video gaming? Send your answer and photo by September 15, 2016. Go to newera.lds.org and click Submit Your Work. Sign in with your LDS account and then select New Era under Choose Magazine. Type your information, click Add File to select your file and photos, and then click Submit to upload and send us your file. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A, questions and answers.